الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome to you in our silsila Learn Quran. Inshallah Azawajal, today we will learn about some verses of the Holy Quran and those verses which are based upon shukr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how a person should be thankful to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. First of all, I would like to share a blessing of the recitation of Durood-e-Pak with you. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the summary of his quote is, whoever recites 1,000 times durood upon me every day, he will not die until he'll see his place in the Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I invite all the viewers to make good intentions, because it is said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of the mu'min is better than his action. If there is a single work which is permissible, which is halal, which is nice to do, and you make more intentions, so inshallah azawajal, you will have more blessings and more virtues from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whenever you are going to do any worship or any good work, so you should make more and more intentions. So according to your situation, make more and more intentions in the same action. I'll try to learn Holy Quran, whatever will be taught here, I will try to act according to the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make the intention that whatever will be taught here, I will try to write down the important notes. So let's move towards the recitation of the ayah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, you should do my dhikr, I'll spread your dhikr. Washkuruli, and you should be thankful for me. Wala takfurun, and you should not do kufrane ni'mat, you should not deny the ni'mah. So this is a very important ayah in the Holy Quran. It contains two different very important topics. The first topic is zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fadhkuruni, O people, you should make my zikr, you should remember me. And the second thing, washkuruli, you should be thankful to me. So zikr and shukr, these two things are very important in Islam, in Sharia. Allah, He is our Lord, He is our Master, He created us, and we are His slaves. Whatever we have in this world, all these things are bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So it is necessary for the slave that he should be thankful to his master. Let me tell you some important things about zikr. A person, a Muslim, who remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala each and every time, so it means that he is in his ibadat, in his worship. To do zikr, how important is that? And how many virtues we can have due to making zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like, it is said that if a person says Subhanallah one time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala creates a tree in Jannah for him. So you can see that how big virtue is that. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. These are all the kinds of Zikrullah Azza wa Jal. The second thing which is mentioned in this Ayah Karima, that is, Washkuru li wa la takfurun. O people, you should be thankful to me, wa la takfurun, and you must not deny my bounties, my ni'am. So this is very important for a Muslim, that he should be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in all aspects of life. Buzurganeddin rahimahumullahul mubeen, they explained that there are three kinds of shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number one, shukr bil lisan, to be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by your tongue. You should utter those words. You should explain the shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the sentences. Like we say, O Allah, I make your shukr. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise to be Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is the first kind of shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The second is shukr bil qalb. By heart, we should be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the time, this imagination and these thoughts should be in our mind, that whatever I have in this world, whatever I use in this world, those all bounties are from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why I should be thankful to him. I should make his shukr. So this is the shukr by qalb, by our heart. And the third thing is shukr bil jawareh. We should be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by our all parts of the body. And the explanation of this kind is, a person who wants to show shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by his all parts of his body, so he should do all the things which are permissible by Sharia. And he should stand away from those all things which are not allowed in Sharia. If a person, he uses his hands according to the Sharia, so it means this is the shukr of his hands. If a person, he watches whatever is allowed in Sharia and he saves his eyes from evil sightedness, it means he is making shukr of his eyes. And if a person, he doesn't go towards those places where Sharia doesn't allow us to go there, he walks towards the masjid, he walks to go to attend any religious congregation, so it means that he is making shukr of his feet. So this is the third kind of shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that a person who wants to make shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so he should use whatever he got in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like if you want to make shukr of your wealth, we should earn our wealth, money, whatever we have, by halal means. And we should spend our money, our wealth, in halal and permissible ways. So this is the shukr of our wealth. So commonly, the shukr of anything, we can explain in this way, that whatever ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given to us, we use that thing, that ni'mah, in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is the shukr of that particular thing. To mere pyare aur meethe islami bhaiyo, is ayat karima mein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne apna zikr karne aur apna shukr karne ka hukum irshad farmaya. Allah ka zikr karna aur Allah ka shukr karna musalman ke liye ek badi hi bunyadi cheeze hain, aur musalman kamil mu'min us waqt tak nahi ho sakta jab tak ke Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ka zikr na kare aur shukr ada na kare. Yahan par teen qisme bayan ki gayi hain, shukr bil lisan, shukr bil qalb, shukr bil jawareh. Zuban se shukr ada karna, apne dil se دل کو جھکانا رب عزوجل کی بارگاہ میں اور اپنے اعضاء کے ذریعے اپنے رب عزوجل کا شکر ادا کرنا. تو یہ تینوں چیزیں بڑی ہی اہم ہیں. اعضاء کے ذریعے شکر کیسے ہوگا؟ کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے جو کچھ ہمیں عطا فرمایا ہم اللہ تبارک و تعالی کی راہ میں اسے استعمال کریں. آنکھوں سے حلال دیکھیں حرام سے بچیں, ہاتھوں سے حلال اور جائز کام کریں ناجائز سے بچیں, پاؤں سے جائز مقامات پر چل کر جائیں, حرام اور ممنوع مقامات پر جانے سے اپنے آپ کو بچائیں. تو یہ ساری چیزیں, یہ تمام کی تمام اشیاء اللہ تبارک و تعالی کا شکر ادا کرنے کے ضمن میں شمار کی جاتی ہیں. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہمیں اس کا شکر گزار بندہ بننے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. تو میرے پیارے اور میٹھے اسلامی بھائیوں, دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں الحمدللہ ہمیں ایسی ہی پیاری سوچ فراہم کی جاتی ہے. مدنی قافلوں میں آپ سفر کریں, ہفتہ وار اجتماع میں شرکت کریں, عاشقان رسول کی صحبت اختیار کریں. لیٹ می ٹیل یو اے ویری انٹرسٹنگ حکایت آف سیدنا حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, ہاؤ ہی ٹاٹ پیپل ٹو میک شکر آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی. ونس اے پرسن کیم اینڈ ہی انوائٹیڈ سیدنا حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, ہی ڈینائڈ بیکاز ہی واز اے پائس پرسن, ہی یوز ٹو لیو آل دا ٹائم ان ورشپنگ آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی, دیٹس وائی ہی ڈینائڈ دیٹ آئی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹائم ٹو کم ٹو یور ہوم, بٹ ہی واز ہز لور, ہی واز ہز ڈسائپل, سو ہی ایمفسائزز دیٹ آئی وانٹ یو ٹو کم ٹو مائی ہوم. سو آفٹر آل ہی ایکسیپٹیڈ دا انویٹیشن اینڈ سیٹ آئی ایم ریڈی ٹو کم ٹو یور ہوم, بٹ آئی ہیو تھری کنڈیشنز, اف یو آر اگری ود دیز تھری کنڈیشنز سو دین آئی ایم ریڈی ٹو کم ٹو یور ہوم. ہی سیڈ اوکے, واٹ آر دا تھری کنڈیشنز؟ حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی سیڈ, مائی فرسٹ کنڈیشن از ویئر ایور آئی ول وانٹ ٹو سٹ سو آئی ول سٹ دیئر. ہی سیڈ اوکے, دا سیکنڈ کنڈیشن از واٹ ایور آئی ول وانٹ ٹو ایٹ سو دیٹ تھنگ آئی ول ایٹ. ہی سیڈ دیٹس اوکے. ہی سیڈ دا تھرڈ کنڈیشن از واٹ ایور آئی ول آرڈر یو ٹو ڈو یو ول ہیو ٹو ڈو. ہی اگریڈ ود دیز آل تھری کنڈیشنز. ہی کیم ٹو ہز ہوم, ہی اناؤنسڈ ان دا ہول ایریا دیٹ پیپل آف مائی ایریا دیٹ پرٹیکولر ٹائم دیٹ ڈے دا ولی آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ سیدنا حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی ول کم ٹو مائی ہوم. سو ہی میڈ ویری بگ ارینجمنٹس, ہی کوکڈ ویری نائس فوڈ, اے بگ نمبر آف پیپل واز گیدرڈ دیئر اینڈ آل آف دیم وار ویٹنگ ٹو ہیو اے سائٹ آف دیٹ ولی آف اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ. وین سیدنا حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کیم, تھاؤزنڈ آف دا پیپل وار ریڈی ٹو ویلکم ہیم. سو وین ہی وینٹ دیر سو ہی سٹ ویئر دا شوز آف پیپل وار ایٹ دا ڈور اسٹیپ آف دا ہاؤس. میزبان دا ہوسٹ کیم ٹو ہز بارگا اینڈ ہی سیٹ, حضور پلیز کم ان سائٹ, دیز آل ارینجمنٹس آر اسپیشلی فار یو, وائی یو آر گوئنگ ٹو سٹ ہیئر؟ حاتم اسم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی سیٹ, ریممبر وٹ واز دا فسٹ کنڈیشن وین آئی ایکسپٹیڈ یور انویٹیشن, دیٹ واز ویئر ایور آئی ول وانٹ ٹو سٹ سو آئی ول سٹ دیئر. So that's why host had to be silent. When the time came, many types of foods were put on the sheets. People started eating very delicious food according to their desire. Hatim Asam Rahmatullah Ta'ala took a piece of bread out of his pocket and he started eating that very simple piece of bread. Again, host came to him and said, Huzur, this all food is for you. I cooked all these kinds of food for you especially. He said, what was the second condition? Whatever I will want to eat, so I'm eating that. He had to be silent at this time as well. When all the people ate food and gathered around him. Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh called that host mezban and said to bring a stove and a sheet of iron to put upon that stove. When the fire was burned there and that iron piece became like a flame, he stood upon that iron burning piece and said, O people, today in this time I ate a small simple piece of bread and I'm standing here to give the hisab, the accountability of the food. You have eaten more nice food than me. Now one by one you come here and you have to stand upon this stove to give the accountability, hisab of this food. All the people, they started crying and they said, Oh, Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you are the wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is your karama. It is your miracle that you can stand on the fire. We are sinners. We cannot stand on the fire. We cannot give the accountability of this food. So Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, he started giving neki ki dawat and said, O people, remember, today you cannot stand on this fire of the world to give the accountability, to give the hisab, only the hisab of one time food. So how would you be able to give the all accountability of your whole life on that day when this sun will be very near to you? The earth will be burning there. People started crying and Sayyiduna Hatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala gave them neki ki dawat. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this was the enthusiasm of our Buzurgan-e-Din Awliya-e-Kiram. Whatever they used to use in this world, this sense they had that we should be thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for all the bounties. We have the sense that we should have more and more bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but normally majority don't have the sense to make shukr of those all bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So my dear Islamic brothers, whatever Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given to us, we should make shukr of those all things. So alhamdulillah, in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, this sense, this enthusiasm, this thing is taught normally because we are here for a limited time. The day will come and we will have to die and we will be present in the bargah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That day we will be answerable for all the things, all the deeds and all the bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever is given us in this world. So may Allah give us tawfiq and power to be thankful to Him, to make zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala more and more. Ameen. Bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Learn Quran. Let's learn Quran.